Once upon a time, mistakes were made. Dreadful, dreadful mistakes. Mistakes, one wish they could take back. But, alas, one cannot predict the future as they flip to the end of a book to make sure that the mistakes aren't made. Sometimes, there isn't a happily ever after. Red decided that tonight was the night she was going to have to go to her grandma's house.
I wish she would just move,
Red said to herself in her truck.
It doesn't even need to be to the city or suburbs, but instead of the dark, dark forest, could it be the light, happy forest that was close to a nearby trail that didn't require four-wheel drive to get to? Or the beach? Yes, a cottage on the beach. No, Grandma had to live her lifestyle.
She loved her grandma and learned a lot from her. She just wishes it was easier to get to. It was the dead of winter. The snow was turning into a blizzard, and she knew that her grandma would need supplies. Grandma always needed supplies. Red would point out that supplies are easier as she lived closer to humanity. But Red loved her grandma and continued to drive through the bumps of the dark, dark forest in her red beat-up pickup truck. This is when you woke up, cold and naked, wrapped head to toe and tied up in the back of a flatbed truck. You cry out in pain and misery. You also smell blood that isn't your own. There is someone else back here.
God damn it,
Red said. She didn't want to go out in the cold, but she would have to. She picked up the club she had in her passenger seat. She banged on the back of the cab.
Shut it. I can hear you over the howling wind.
This isn't how the story is supposed to go, you think, as she does this.
How is the story supposed to go, narrator?
Red says. Wait, you can hear me.
Yes, you're coming through on my CB.
Oh, shit.
So, all-knowing narrator, what was I supposed to go? Oh, no, the...
You do understand that breaking the fourth wall isn't helping me set the mood for your story, right?
Fine.
Red was driving to Grandma's house in the dark, dark woods with the supplies for her grandma. Every Friday evening, like clockwork, you noticed that she was always all alone by her poor little lonesome. A young girl shouldn't be out here alone, even if she has a nice truck. Things can happen to damage a tire, and she would be stuck, you thought. It would be a shame if she was found missing. Her truck crashed, blood everywhere, nowhere to be found. Poor grandma without supplies, dying in the middle of the dark, dark woods. It would be a shame if, on cue, a rock causes Red's truck to have a flat.
This is not the time to have a flat in the middle of the woods in a blizzard. Triple A won't come out here to help.
So Red got out of the truck, dug through the back, and pulled out her spare tire. When you came in.
Oh, my, you scared me. I didn't expect anyone to be in the woods in the middle of a blizzard. What are you doing here in the dark, dark woods? Oh, you're stranded? Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. If you follow my truck tracks, it'll lead you right out of the woods. I have to change this tire. Would you? I would appreciate it. Thank you.
So, You went in the cold blizzard and changed Red's tire. Your plan was working fine.
How could I ever repay you? Oh, I guess you can come in. I'm on my way to my grandma's house to drop off supplies. I may be able to take you back after I drop them off.
She started to drive her well-known path. And as things got warm, you started to smell her. Your mouth started to salivate.
I do not know why you're looking at me like that, sir.
You tell her.
I do not know why it is important that I have to know that you've never been with a woman before. You're making me uncomfortable.
You tell her.
Oh, you're going to take your repayment now? What exactly do you mean by that, sir?
You tell her.
You know what else you should know about wolves, sir?
This confused you. How did she know?
Leaving your pack to find a mate is the stupidest thing you could do in a blizzard.
This made you mad, and as you started to shift into your form to take her by the throat with your teeth, pain reached your eyes as you scream. She was too fast and sprayed something in your face.
Silver nitrate in my pepper spray, bitch. Oh, poor puppy. Didn't your pack tell you not to mess with Red in the dark, dark woods on the way to the dark, dark house?
And everything went black. Now you're here, back in the present, in the cold. All you can do is howl and hope your pack comes to help you. Your legs and arms are tied down with a silver cord as a truck stops.
Stop fucking howling! I have no issues beating you like a dog, and your pack knows better than to approach this truck in the dark, dark woods. There's a reason they don't approach the dark, dark house in the dark, dark woods either. Oh yes, that house? That's my grandma's house.
Red went back into the cab of her truck.
Now shut up.
And you wet yourself. Nothing comes back from the dark, dark house in the dark, dark woods. The sound of tires on an icy forest path turn changes into a smoother ride before the truck stops. You hear a Red get out of the car, and the tarp is pulled off the top.
Carry them in.
You feel something monstrous grip you and lift you like it is nothing, but it is cold. So cold. You feel like you are floating, and suddenly you are dropped like a sack of flour on a warm stone floor.
Hello, Grandma. I got you a present.
Did you now?
I got you two virgins instead of one. This one is the third string quarterback of the local college football team. Your potion worked well, Grandma. The date rape drug you put in my drink had no effect. He didn't know what hit him when I knocked him unconscious. He thought he'd be able to take advantage of me and lose his virginity at the same time.
Oh, does the big man think he's as big as his wee-wee?
Seeing that he has a small wee-wee, yes. He is a quarterback, not a defensive lineman. But I didn't check what this one had, Grandma. The plan I had worked like a charm.
Are you saying?
Yes, Grandma, I am.
The blanket was removed from your head, and you see Red's face in the dark, dark house, and dark, dark figure in the shadows that Red keeps addressing.
Not only do we have a werewolf, but he's also a virgin.
Oh, child. You captured us, an idiot werewolf.
I know. He should have waited for spring like the rest of them. Heck, I might have even let him have me if it was springtime to keep up the ruse, as it is a proper time for mating, but he must have had blue balls this winter.
Yes. When one does not follow the seasons, one gets in trouble.
His blood must be even more potent for your usages, right, Grandma?
You hear a moan of pain.
Where should we put them?
I will keep the quarterback here. Put him in the dark, dark room.
The dark, dark room in your dark, dark house?
Girl, it is not the time for theatrics.
Grandma, you taught me there is always time for theatrics.
Yes, dear. The dark, dark room. Not the darkest room.
Oh, Grandma, can I play with this one?
I don't know. The last time you accidentally killed that wolf girl.
The wolf girl you fought? Oh no, that was the one that was to be your mate who went missing.
I'm sorry, she was just so cute and innocent. This one I've already roughed up, so he is not easy to break.
Red.
I promise I won't go overboard like I did the other one.
Okay, take all the precautions.
Yay, oh goody.
Would you like some of the quarterback before I tap his ass?
Meh, I don't care about the football player. Even as a virgin, they're all the same.
Then off with you, and be careful.
I'll take good care of them. Come with me, puppy.
Red went out of your view, and your feet get lifted. You look backwards and see the football player get pulled into the darkness with a blood-curdling scream. And you wet yourself again.
Oh, poor puppy, have an accident because the football player is getting eaten by Grandma. Don't worry. You should worry if his screams turn to moans. That will mean that Grandma is ready for you. No, I can't have you awake right now.
And with a well-practiced hit to the face, you lose consciousness. And you hear a scream. Not just of the football player, but of other beings. Spirits, ghosts, everything is pain. Everything. You feel a slap to your face.
Wake up, wolf boy.
You are cold. The blanket is no longer there. You feel wood on your back, and you are spread eagle. Your arms spread out. Silver is shackling you in specific areas. Your wrists, your ankles, your waist, your torso, your neck. If you shift, you will die. You see Red no longer the innocent looking country girl.
Do you like what you see? Of course you do. It was made special just for your kind. My grandma is great at constructing clothing out of hide. This red leather corset.
You have a feeling it isn't leather.
Is especially well-fitting.
No laces.
Just straps and buckles. Silver buckles. Silver studs.
She leans her body against you. The spikes from her clothing sizzling into your skin to burn, causing you to howl in pain.
Silver spikes. Look at me, wolf boy.
You do. She smiles. And you see the fangs that come out. You realize you're still hearing screams from the football player.
Oh, he's getting a tap installed in him. Grandma asked me for a more healthy specimen because the usual nerds die too quickly. Grandma needs virgin blood. A lot of it. It is so hard to get supernatural virgin blood, though.
Those fangs. All you can feel is pain as she bites down on your neck. Your body fights for control. It's trying to shift, but as soon as it does, you feel the burning sensation of your bonds. You are too much of a coward, though. Everything tells you that you should do what you can to die, but you are too afraid of dying. All you feel is the pleasure and the pain as the blood comes from your neck into her greedy mouth as she drinks from you. It is the sweetest agony you have ever felt, and something shifts. She licks your neck, and it was as if you were never bleeding. But you feel the two holes in the side of your neck from her bite.
Ah, I thought that would happen. My, my, my. Grandma will enjoy that if I don't enjoy it first.
You are erect, but it has shifted into a monstrous form. You feel woozy as the blood has rushed down between your legs. Then it burns. Oh, it burns.
Oh, puppy, howl as much as you want, but I'm not removing the silver manacle. I just latched on like a silver cock and ball ring. No, you have to stay like that for me and my grandma. We might reward you, though, for good behavior.
Suddenly, everything shifts, and you realize that you are on a board that can move.
Now, feeding on a werewolf always makes me hot, and I know the best way to keep you a virgin is to simply lop off your penis.
She straddles your face.
But if you can learn, and learn quickly, and make me come, I might just let it stay there. I can send you to heaven or hell.
You feel a hand around your erection, stroking it. You're afraid to come.
Put your tongue to use, wolf boy,
she says, stroking your cock. The new possession allows some blood to go back to your head. You've never eaten pussy before, because you were told it wasn't necessary as a werewolf. You just took your mate and did what you needed to do. Chicks were supposed to dig the rough and primal treatment without foreplay. So what if you might accidentally rip out their throat when they come? The ones that survived were strong enough to have your baby. It doesn't look like that is going to happen, but you need to stay alive so your pack can find you. It tastes warm and wet to your tongue, and the inner part of your beast is equally enjoying it. You don't get any reaction from Red, except in the form of her hand around your cock. Sometimes she rubs you faster. Sometimes she grips you harder. Sometimes she completely stops. Many times she brings you to the brink only to back off. Sometimes she just grinds into your face hard and tries to suffocate you as you try your hardest to make sure you keep your dick and balls. You feel your balls contract painfully and your cock throb as you're afraid if you come, the silver will do the rest of the work and neuter you. You're supposed to be the alpha and own this little ghetto. You hear the quarterback scream again, but you realize you're more afraid of grandma and work harder.
Oh, Wolfie. Oh, baby. Oh, that's it. Oh, here I go.
The falling of pheromones and her sweet juices sink into your face as her juices spray all over your mouth and tongue. And is that her blood? That sweet, sweet blood. You've tasted the blood of the innocent, but never the blood of the damned. It feels acidic on your tongue, and all you could do is whimper in pain. She jerks madly on your cock as your face feels blistered. not being able to re-heal because of the silver around your neck.
Are you ready, dog boy? Are you ready? Because when you bust a nut, one of your nuts might actually burst due to the silver around them. Oh, your screams will be bliss to my ears because you deserve everything you're getting. Oh, I can feel you throbbing.
She stops as a screech is heard and a pitiful moan.
I told you not to break him.
It is a smooth voice. A voice that seems to hold knowledge.
Oh, come on, Grandma. It's not like he won't have another nut to bust later.
The door opens and her spitting image comes in. But the words that come out of her mouth seem like sweet poison nectar to your ears.
No, child. I need him fully functional. He won't be able to heal that damage. And I need him to submit to my heels. To infiltrate his pack. To destroy it from within after he kills the huntswoman.
Grandma shows her own fangs. She bites you on the other side of your neck. Oh, sweet, delirious pain. You try to cry out, but Red muffles you with her pussy.
Shut up, boy. Put that pain to good use.
All you can do is cry in pain, and do as they say as you start to grow faint and things go to black.
You little bitch.
What?
You drank too much of him.
Well, he was tasty. We don't get virgin werewolves every day.
We're going to have to give him flesh to eat. But he'll need to be awake. I didn't want to have to milk him, but just in case he dies, you need to do it now. The vials, girl.
Yes, Grandma.
You hear a whisper in your ear.
The big bad wolf wants to eat something. Oh, you're going to eat something, all right. It's not me. It's not her. But you'll be fed, or you'll be dead.
You feel water splash on your face. Some of it gets choked down your throat. And you feel wetness on your cock. Then lips, tongue, and then teeth. All the nine hells, it's glorious pain. You can only scream in your own mind because you're too weak when you taste more blood and flesh on your lips.
Here you go. Have some bloody rump roast.
Your mouth takes it and starts to chew on its own. The freshness, the pureness of the tender meat in your mouth makes you realize how famished you are, and as you swallow it...
100% pure USDA quarterback.
Oh God, you want to sick it up, but your body needs sustenance and keeps it down. You feel the moan and wetness as fangs trace up and down your shaft.
Don't play games, girl. It's time for him to release.
Ah, release.
Release.
You hear a snap of metal, and at the same time, a snap in your brain. As you feel the nip of fangs, two sets of fangs at your balls. You howl in orgasm as your shifted cock starts exploding. You feel yourself spray like a fire hose as the two women just giggle and laugh at your pain. It feels like it's never going to end. You're dying. You're dying. You're dying. You feel the last link to your pack cut off as you howl. Howl. The pain. The pain. You will do anything for this pain. Anything. You feel yourself shrink to normal and it hurts. You cry out and suddenly the pain from the monstrous organ of orgasm overwhelms you and you start to black. You taste the blood of the dead on your lips. You can't find it. You swallow it and you black out, thinking you are in love. You whisper one word before passing out.
Thrall. I think we turned the big bad wolf into the big mad and sad Wolfred.
Yes, Grandma.
Now his seed is all over the place.
And all over you and me, too.
Were you able to catch any of it in the vials?
Yes, I was able to milk him dry at the end. See the claw marks?
Good.
Can I play with him more, Grandma?
No! Do we still have her bloody panties?
Yes, Grandma.
He will be famished when he wakes up. Give him the scent and bring him food. We are going to train him to set loose on the huntswoman so he will need to be strong.
Yes, Grandma.
Bring him bait. Bring him prey.
Ooh, can I be bait for him, Grandma? I like breaking him.
Yes, but we need to strengthen you before you try it.
Oh, God, Grandma, really?
Yes, I think it's time.
Anything. Anything.
And turn off that radio. We can already read its mind. We don't need to hear it echo.
Aw, but it's kind of hot listening to them go on while breaking people's minds.
Silly girl. The huntswoman is the only thing keeping the narrator alive. For us to truly be free, we have to get rid of the narrator, too.
Ooh, can I play with the narrator's vocal cords, Grandma?
Only if you stop playing with your food. I'm not sure how long Quarterback is going to last. I will have to wipe his memory at some point so you can ditch him when I'm done. You need to get back home before sunup to collect another virgin for me. Until then, we need to plant this copious amount of seed that he has sprung to see what type of abominations we can grow in the bellies of the other freaks we've collected.
Oh, God. Since I brought you the virgin wolf boy, can I finally have a nibble at the fae?
Just one nibble.
Yes. Where is she?
In the darkest room. Come.
You bet your ass I'm gonna come, Grandma.
And put the wolf in the darkest room before you go.
I think I need to warn the huntswoman.